Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us right now, we have a guy who was at the rally today, an Aqua Lane, which is, if you kept driving toward the river, that's where you would end up, Aqua Lane. It's where the River Grill is located, and there's a marina or two down there as well. And a couple of weeks of the year, there's about a billion sand flies. You can't miss them. Dave Wise is with us. Dave, thanks so much for being here. I appreciate it.
Tom, how are you? Hey, Tom, yes. How are you? Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, thank you very much, Dave. It's much appreciated. How did the rally go? How'd your attendance go? Because I just found out about it this morning.
We found out about it Friday, and on Facebook and everything, which I'm not on any social media, so I found out about it from friends. It was a good crowd. There were about probably 500 people there.
That is a good crowd on a Monday morning after a Bills game. And I know you had some politicians there. Rob Ort was there. Was anybody else there from the political world?
There were a couple of gentlemen in suits. I'm not from the town of Tonawanda, so I don't recognize any of their politicians. But there were no higher-up politicians like our county executive or our governor.
I presume the supervisor, Mr. Eminger, was one of them?
I believe I did see him, yes.
Okay. And what was the theme of the rally? Was it let's keep this plant open, or was it more focused on let's make sure the workers get everything to which they're entitled?
I think, to be honest with you, Tom, a little bit of both. Because, I mean, we were doing good up until we basically got, lack of a better term, Pearl Harbor again. And we got text messages from the company all week saying we're breaking records, we're doing great, we're breaking records, productivity is going up, we're breaking records, and then all of a sudden this.
Which is completely, by the way, in contradiction to the statement that was put out by the company saying, consistently failed to meet production quotas. Did you see that one?
Yes, and there's more to that story. The company had a midterm plan that they needed to be profitable, by December of 2025. So they went into this knowing that they were going to lose money until they got all of our new equipment up and running.
I have to ask you I have to ask you this. Look, every horrible moment has moments of dark gallows humor. My family has extreme dark sense of humor, and I must ask you: is the Pearl Harbor thing is that the joke among people who were laid off?
No, that was the first time I brought that up.
Okay, all right. Well, interesting. I mean, look, every tragedy, personal or otherwise, Shakespeare once said that misery makes sport to mock itself, and I thought you kind of caught me off guard with that one. I'm
correct.
Not gonna lie.
Yeah. I apologize for that, Tom.
No. Well, you know what? I mean, obviously, Japan is an ally of ours right now. One of our biggest assets in the struggle against China for dominance of everything in that part of the world. But I certainly caught the meaning, and I'm trying hard not to laugh because I feel it'd be so inappropriate, but I can't help it. I'm sorry. You got me, man. You got me. Dave.
But the Japanese on that story, it's been great in there ever since they took over. It's been great. And so many of my fellow associates have been calling in saying it was like a family. Yeah, it was a family. Not a rally today. It wasn't just hourly union employees. there were our managers there that were, they didn't know this was coming. They were sad. Some of the managers actually brought coffee and donuts for us.
You know, that doesn't surprise me. Dave, I'm going to have Tanner get you on another line because I got to keep this one open. But I want to continue talking to you after the news at 3 o'clock. Is that fair enough?
Yes. That's fine. Take your time.
All right. Just don't go anywhere. Dave Wise on News Radio 930 WBEN. I want to talk more about the Sumitomo situation and those of you 1,550 workers. I want you to know that you certainly are on my mind. You're on the minds of pretty much everybody in Western New York. For what it's worth, everybody, I'm going to steal a line from Bill Clinton, everybody feels your pain. Everybody, I think, knows somebody or they themselves have been personally affected by a plant shutdown. And the suddenness with which this happened, oh, we're giving you a paid week off because of inventory issues. Oh, guess what? You don't have a job anymore. Oh, yeah, we have a security team now from New York City. And unfortunately, according to the company, there have been about 6 untoward issues with the security people. And obviously, that is not the way to go. That's just going to make a bad situation worse. All it's going to do is get you arrested. And that's the last thing you need right now. 803-0930. Star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN, and WBEN Arthur Pressman, Traffic Attorney News Time, is coming up on 257. I will continue talking about this today as long as you want to talk about it, because it's a huge story, and it's a tragic story. And I kept saying this last week, and it hasn't changed at all this week, and that is, this is like a very bad trip into the twilight zone of the 70s and the 1980s when these things happened. Thousands and thousands of people, it seemed, every week were losing jobs in industrial Western New York. And words like retraining programs, words like not outpatient, but not outsourcing, but it'll come to me. But we had a whole bunch of expressions that were tossed around when it came to retraining. And maybe that's what I'm looking for. Retraining workers. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. All right, welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Good to have you with us. It is Veterans Day 2024, and talking about the Sumitomo closing, 1,550 workers out of jobs, and one of those is David Wise. I called him Wise earlier because every day, as you know, I have to murder at least one name, and today it was Dave's name which got slaughtered. So I apologize, Dave Wise. My bad. I should know better. But anyway, actually, you know, Weiss is, you know, German for to know, and Wise is also kind of like a knowing kind of a name. So it was the same ballpark. I mean, at least grant me that.
Well, yes, I will, and no worries.
Now, we're talking about the, first of all, what exactly did you do at Sumitomo?
I was in one of the components production areas of the plant before it went to tire building. And I've been there 25 years, and it's been good.
What was a typical day on the job like for you at the time the plant shut down?
A typical day on the job just before we shut down was starting to get positive in there. It was down for a little while because we kept getting negative information that we need to make more, make more, make more. We finally got a ton of new machinery in there, and we were finally making it, and they were patting us on the back, like I said before, with those text alerts that said, yeah, you broke a record, you broke a record, you broke a record. And then all of a sudden, what the hell happened? We thought we knew about this shutdown a couple weeks ago, and it was just because of the economy, basically, that our warehouse was just stacked with tires. So they just wanted to shut us down so they can deplete some inventory in the warehouse. And then we find this out.
To what extent, I mean, this again is this dichotomy that I'm sensing with people who called in who worked at Sumitomo. Great place to work. They treated you well, great money, great benefits. And then you show up for work, and I likened it to a happy marriage, or what you thought was a happy marriage. And you show up and there's a note on the door. Sorry, honey, didn't work. Talk to you later.
Yeah, you nailed it. And we didn't even show up with the lock on the door because we were out for the past week because they said they were just, quote unquote, depleting the inventory. And we didn't even hear anything from the company. We started hearing stuff from Facebook and everything that we're closing. I was actually at the doctor's office when my wife texted me and said, Dunlop is closing? I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? I didn't hear anything about this.
So what kind of a – have you taken any kind of a leadership role amongst the workers who are now out of a job?
I'm a former union official, yes.
And I know that you guys have legal counsel. And yes. Has legal counsel given you any hope that the 60 days federally mandated by the Warren Act is going to be extended to 90 days of pay under the New York law?
I have not heard that anymore because I'm not privy to those meetings. I know that they were meeting today in closed-door meetings, and they have meetings scheduled all week. I'm talking about the union bargaining board, the leadership.
So you talked about a typical day at work for you, and one of the things that came up earlier is what percentage, if you could guesstimate, of people with whom you worked have mechanical skills? They are fix-em people that could be transported into other industries or maybe their own businesses.
Oh, probably 75%.
And does it give anybody any hope that people with your skill set are actually highly in demand?
Yes, especially our skilled trades people, our mechanics and electricians, pipe fitters, and boiler house operator. They can get jobs tomorrow if they wanted. But most of us will be okay. There's some that, and most of them are the just the newer employees that this is the first time they step foot in a factory. So they still haven't gotten their feet wet, and then all of a sudden they think they got a career and the rug gets pulled out from them.
And it's such hard work. I would imagine for many people it was such hard work physically. Can you talk about that? Because, we often joke about some jobs, hey, there's no heavy lifting involved in radio. I don't think that's the case with a lot of people with whom you worked.
No. We have all our joints are sore. Going from shoulders, elbows, wrists, knees, because we're walking on concrete all day, plus operating our machine, which they brought in a lot of automatic new state-of-the-art machinery now, but the guys that have been there like me, yeah, our bodies are beat up. Our bodies are beat up. Lifting tires. Tires aren't light. They're heavy.
That's got to be very, very tough. And this is probably going to be a stupid question, but I ask it with a reason. My late brother, Billy, worked at J.H. Williams, which is not that far away as the crow flies from your former employer.
Sure.
And he used to come home, and his clothes were so filthy and so greasy and so dirty. Mom would not let him do the laundry at home. He had to go to a laundromat. Did most of the people after a hard day of work come out absolutely filthy?
Yes, and in our we have so-called, I hate air quotes, but I have to use them. I'm sorry, Tom. We have cleaner jobs and dirtier jobs, and the jobs in the plant that were physically dirtier, where you really got crap all over your body, they had a laundry service that they took care of all that, so you don't have to bring all that home and contaminate your machine and all your other clothes.
So well, you know, that's interesting.
Go ahead, please. Another example of how they took good care of us.
And another example, too, of the ripple effect this is going to happen, because now that laundry service has 1,550 fewer people they'll be servicing.
That's exactly right. Yeah. There's going to be a huge ripple effect. It's going to be, you're not going to feel it till 6 months down the road. But I live 21 miles away from the plant, so I don't frequent any of the restaurants, although I do like the River Grill by you. But I frequent the restaurants out by me, and now I'm going to have to cut back.
which is very unfortunate, obviously. And yeah, I mean, the River Grill, yeah, that's a summertime operation. Now, Jimmy doesn't open it in the wintertime, as you know, but yeah. It's a great place to spend every single night in the summertime. They've got live bands every single night, and
yep.
It's
wonderful.
And and I'm sure it was a big hangout for you guys after a hard day on the job during the middle of summer.
Yeah, absolutely it was. That patio was packed, and everybody had Dunlop badges.
Yeah. We're talking with Dave Weiss, one of the 1,550 workers who doesn't have a job anymore at Sumitomo. How have you, like, what is, if you don't mind, what is your family situation? Are you married? Does your spouse work? Do you have any financial dependents for whom you're responsible?
No, I'm married with three boys, and they all have successful careers, so they're fine. My wife works part-time, and I still, after all this, I kept my CDL Class A license, so I'll go back and drive a truck for a little while, because I'm only 52. I wish I was 42, but I'm 52, so I can't retire yet.
No, but at least, again, you know, we've done so many shows about this, Dave, about how, and I hope people will forgive me for saying this, but how in many cases colleges and universities are scams. They bring people in who really are not going to be able to earn the money with the degrees with which they graduate. It won't be a good return on investment for them. Unless they're really, really good, or unless they're going to parlay the bachelor's degree into a professional career like medicine, dentistry, the law, something along those lines. But the skilled trades, I think, are where it is at for so many people who are wondering, what am I going to do with a degree in history? What am I going to do with a degree in sociology?
Yeah, nothing. You hit the nail right on the head. Like I said earlier, all our skilled trades guys, they'll get jobs tomorrow, maybe making more than they were getting over at Dunlop. Because GM already put something out that they want them all to come over. And when other plants in the area had closed, we put out feelers. We had a job fair at our union hall, actually, to have the skilled trades people come in. And I think that's how Jay got hired.
Wow. No, but, you know, the skilled trades used to be poo-pooed by so many people, including, you know, people, some of the people with whom I went to the university, and there is, I mean, unfortunately, with some people, there's this feeling of, well, you know, the college people, they are the elite people, those blue-collar people, well, you know, they're not all that swift, and guess who has the last laugh?
Yeah, we do.
Exactly. With a skilled trade, and you mentioned electricians. I don't know that you had any plumbers on staff. You probably did, but I don't know any poor electricians, and I don't know any poor plumbers.
No.
No. So, go ahead.
Me neither. I have a friend of mine who's owns a collision shop, and he's got more money than, holy smokes, and never stepped foot into one of these liberal institutions.
Well, that makes I know a couple of people in the collision business, and they're not eating cat food. Actually, just dawned on me. I owe one of the guys some money. Hey, Jeff, I'll get the check out to you real soon. It is 319. Yeah, well, you know, it happens. 319 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Dave Weiss worked at Sumitomo. He obviously no longer works there. At one point, he was involved in the union, and he was part of the rally today of about 500 people at Aqua Lane, which if you drive past the plant and you go toward the river, that is Aqua Lane. And I know sometimes in the summertime, parking can be at a premium, and I'd imagine with 500 people coming down there, the parking might have been a bit of an issue.
Actually, it wasn't too bad because there were nobody launching boats.
Good point.
So we all parked in that boat launch area, so it really wasn't too bad.
And you didn't have to deal with the sand flies, which I'm sure going to work coming to work in those 2 weeks in the summertime, why even bother washing your vehicle?
Yeah, exactly. They're awful.
they were like really early this year, and there were a super hyper abundance of them this year. Dave Weiss is Dave Weiss is with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. So what are there any assistance programs that are being set up for the workers that you think are worthy of special commendation?
Yeah, our union leadership is doing a great job. They started some resume re-enhancement classes to kind of tidy up your resume, and there were several people there today when I stopped by. And there'll be, I think there's a job fair coming up. I don't have the exact date for that. And part of the negotiation will probably be, we have an educational device that we can use through the union that'll reimburse you for some college or send you to a CNC class or like myself, I didn't get it through that, but I told a couple of guys about it today. They can go get you can use it towards your CDLA driving school to get your license and then get a decent job. So the union is doing a great job.
I'm happy to hear that. Dave Weiss is with us, and you had, I'm sorry, how many years on the job at Sumitomo?
25.
And I noticed that you and a lot of the other people still call it Dunlop. What did people call it who worked there?
The newer people called it Sumitomo, but all the old crews like me, it was always Dunlop and always be Dunlop.
And I guess what really gets me here, again, there are several things that get me, but one of the recurring themes is you just didn't see it coming. A lot of times you can anticipate, but you just didn't see this one coming.
No, we saw perhaps a layoff just because, not that business was going bad, it just our tires weren't selling and our warehouse was just filling up. So we saw a possible layoff coming, but we've had that in the past, but we did not see a total plant shutdown. I mean, right out of the blue, nothing. And it's frustrating, Tom. It's frustrating.
You, as you've said, I mean, you've got your commercial driver's license, so you are going to be, you're going to be fine. But yeah. I'm sure a lot of the people with whom you work who don't have those mechanical aptitudes about which we spoke earlier, go ahead, please.
I tell you, if this happened when I first started there, when I had three young kids, like a lot of the guys do there now, they got 5, 6, 7 years in there and they got young families. I feel so bad for them. Cause I'll be okay. I'm not worried about that. I'll be okay. But those young families that we got a neighbor of mine, he's the sole income provider. He's got a family of 5. He's got to support. And another one that he's got 3 kids and his wife works part-time. And this guy worked a ton of overtime. He was a hard worker. And I feel bad for them. That's who I feel bad for.
You know, one of the callers last week said that one of the problems was that during nice weather or during certain athletic events, the call-off sick rate was very high, and that might have affected the cost of doing business and the eventual fate of the plant. What is your response to that?
Yeah, it was terrible with the sick days provided by New York State right now, 7 sick days, and FMLA and PFL. Yeah, we had some FMLA abusers there and would use their PTO time for, which is supposed to be used for if you have a doctor's appointment or something hits the fan, you got some time. But yeah, they would use it for Bills games, a nice Friday in July. But we covered all that. We covered all that. And, yeah, it increases cost of business because you're covering it with overtime now. But we covered it. And there were so many other opportunities in that plant for them to save money that overtime was not the problem.
You know, I want to talk to you further because one of the things I want to ask you about Dave Weiss, who worked at Sumitomo or Dunlop, is we'll put him on hold and we'll continue this after the news at 3:30 on News Radio 930 WBEN. And again, WBEN, Arthur Pressman, traffic attorney, news time is coming up on 3:26. Many of you you have your own personal tools that are still in the plant. And what arrangements are being made to get your own tools out of the now closed down plant? 803-0930, by the way, is our phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. More from Dave Weiss and your telephone calls as well as we, again, continue to keep the lines open for those who don't have a job anymore because you used to work at Dunlop Sumitomo, and last week the anvil fell from nowhere and got you right on the head and obviously stunned the entire community. And we will take your calls and talk more with Dave coming up on News Radio 930 WBEN.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome. It is Bowerly News Radio 930 WBEN. Good to be with you on the radio on this Veterans Day. And thank you to all the veterans out there. And we do appreciate everything you did. And we also know that you guys and ladies don't like to be put up on a pedestal. So I don't want to go too far. I don't want to go too far overboard, but just thank you, thank you, thank you. And what you did is appreciated. And no, we're not going to put you on a pedestal because that makes you feel very uncomfortable. A little bit of appreciation goes a long way, but statues ain't your bag. I get it. I respect it. And I love it. We're joined right now by one of the Dunlop Sumitomo workers who no longer has a job. His name is Dave Weiss. He was at the rally today on Aqua Lane in the town of Tonawanda, which is that road. Nice little park down there, actually. River Grill is down there. There's a marina or two down there. And you're right by the Niagara River, and it's about a two-minute drive, maybe, from the now closed-down plant. Dave, one of the and they had about 500 people there, just so you know. One of the things that came up last week, because workers were locked out, many of your people had their own personal tools inside. Has there been any discussion with the company about when you're going to be allowed to come in and get your own personal stuff?
Well, not yet, but before I answer that, can I go back to the attendance problem? Because it
of course,
is something that after I thought about it. Our bad day, like when there was a Bills Monday night game or something like that, was 40 to 50 call-offs on a plant of 1,200 people, 1,200 hourly workers, 350 salary. We could absorb that. It wasn't attendance was not a huge problem. It was a problem, yeah, but not what they make it out to see. But as far as the tools, we have not heard anything about being able to get in there. Like, I have a couple $100 in tools and my personal items in my locker and everything, but some of these skilled trades guys, the mechanics and electricians, they have thousands of dollars in tools in there. Like, some of their get-ups look like a NASCAR tool chest where it's just huge.
Well, it would be nice if the company would say on a one-by-one basis, if they're worried about shenanigans, okay, you know, everybody with the last name from A to D show up at such and such time. We will escort you to your personal stuff and make sure you get it, and you can continue your career.
Yeah, absolutely, because some of these guys, if they don't have jobs already, they're going to need all their stuff. And yeah, that's a shame. I had a friend of mine call me today who's an electrician there, and he stated, what am I going to do? I need my stuff. I need my stuff. I said, I don't know. We haven't heard yet.
Yeah. That sucks. I mean, in general, I mean, I probably can imagine, but what is... I liken this earlier, Dave Weiss, to a death and coming to terms with the death of someone you love. And obviously, you know, all of the stages of death, the denial, the grief, the bargaining, mm-hmm. the negotiating, and the anger as well. Do you want to address psychologically where most of the people with whom you've had conversations are right now?
I certainly would. Today at the rally, there was a lot of hugs and a lot of tears. There was a lot of tears. And look, personally, I don't want to make this all about Dave, but personally, I have not had that good hard cry yet, because it is just like losing a family member. Somebody died. Our place of work died. All that family, those 1,500 people, whether you were salary or union, we were all friends. And we say we're going to get back together, and you know how that is. It dwindles down. So, yeah, Western New York died. Western New York died when this plant did this.
We talked about this before, but the ripple effects, you talked about obviously cutting down on the number of nights you go out to dinner, where the people would go after a hard day or whatever mm-hmm. of work. And I want to ask you this again, forgive the stupidity of my question, but if I don't know something, I'm going to ask. Were you guys running 3 shifts a day, 7 days a week?
It actually turned out to be 4 shifts, 7 days a week. Because it's 168 hours in a week. I'm going to throw some math at you. And 4 shifts is 160. So every Wednesday, overnights, we would run a mandatory overtime shift. So the plant never closed.
Wow. These days in Western New York and so many other parts of New York State and the Rust Belt, it is, that's just staggering. And I'm sure you can remember, we also talked about this last week, and I hope people will forgive the repetition, but there was a time when I was a little boy in the backseat of the Ford Maverick my father would drive, or the Mercury Monarch or whatever it was, you'd drive down that road and it would just be industry, 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 car, 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 jam parking lots. And you go there now and it's skeletal. And you guys were like almost the last big bastion. Is there anybody else down there?
No, 3M's got a little bit over on Sawyer.
Right.
On Sawyer Road, right behind us. But, other than that, GM Powertrain isn't nearly what it used to be. They're just across the street from us, along with DuPont. But DuPont, I hear, is doing fairly well, but not, you're exactly right, not like it used to be. Not like it used to be at all.
Can you just talk about the difference between when you started 25 years ago and what you've seen, what you saw last week and the week before? Well, you were off the week before, but the last time you were at work?
Yeah, what I saw is... is again growing up with friends now, not just associates, friends. Growing up, getting there. Hey, you got your 1 year in. Yeah. Hey, you got your 5 years in. Yeah. Doing great. Doing great. And then the production in the plant. Yep, we broke a record. We're doing good. We went through a sale with Goodyear, where Sumitomo bought back their share from Goodyear, and it was a good thing. And we thought, everybody's retiring from here. Everybody's retiring. They put on a new building, 2 new buildings, as a matter of fact. And that was everybody's thought. New machinery, they bring it in, and we're kind of like, that's good and everything, but it just bolted down. When they started digging in the ground, we said, we're good. We're retiring from here. We're going to do good. Just keep up what you're doing. And we thought we were doing the right thing by making more tires every day.
Well, we read on air last week an article from, I think it was a UK publication, Tyre, T-Y-R-E, where Sumitomo was bragging about the investment they were making and the picture of the six or so dignitaries turning over the shovels, and that was only, I think, in 2022 or 2021. Wasn't that long ago, and here we are in 2024, and everything just did a complete about face.
Yep, a big kick in the pants, Tom.
Now, you earlier when we talked about colleges and universities, you referred to liberal institutions, and obviously, we had an election last week. Donald Trump was the, I think it's safe to say, landslide winner. And yes. People have said, look, this is, and I myself, this is something that is right up Donald Trump's alley. Because obviously, we know what he said during the campaign. David Bellavia talked about a situation involving Carrier in Indiana even before he took office. Are you getting any word from the political big shots about efforts to bring word to President-elect Trump as to what is happening in the town of Tonawanda? And if there's anything that he, through the federal government or government policies, can do to possibly have a reversal of this decision?
Yeah, I have not heard anything, but it would be great if he got involved, because the people on the floor in the plant, it was probably 80-20 for Trump. That's very conservative in there.
That's again, that I would like to say that surprises me, but it really doesn't.
No, because everybody sees how demolished in the past 4 years their paychecks went.
You mean you selfish people who wanted your own money for gasoline and groceries? You selfish people who wanted to keep more of your own money for yourself?
Yeah, us people, yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, I had a caller, and I did say if New York State, as a Democrat bastion, is so well run, how come it's leaking population, hemorrhaging population? And the individual said, well, those are selfish people who want to keep their own money. And that's almost a direct quote. And I almost did a backflip. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I was stunned. But then again, maybe not. I hate to keep getting back to this, but I'm concerned about the psychological health of a certain percentage of the people who no longer have jobs, because unfortunately, as you know, human nature with some people is something like this happens and it can totally, I wish I could use other words, but totally bugger up their entire lives. My brother, my late brother, was never the same after he lost his gig at J.H. Williams. And, he went down a bad path. And are people aware that, abusing alcohol or anything else just isn't the way you want to deal with a situation like this?
Yes, we do have the company actually provides this, as well as union supports it. Is a EAP program. So we do have hotlines that you can call if you're struggling. And I have not heard about anybody personally that's going through real bad stuff. I mean, I talked to people today and they're going to be all right. They're just, everybody's still, I think it's too soon, Tom, because
shock.
This just happened Thursday.
Yeah, I think there's still a state of shock as part of this whole process. But down the road, especially people who don't have the skills that will get them a good gig right away, there will always be a percentage who, for different reasons, go down the wrong path like my brother did.
Sure. But I have not heard if there's if anybody has reached out to our EAP program or not. But everybody seemed just kind of, like you said, still in shock today. I think it's too early.
Dave Weiss is with us, who is at the rally today on Aqua Lane in Tonawanda. He is one of the 1,550 workers who no longer has a job with Sumitomo, or as the people there still called it, Dunlop. Dave, is there anything that you wanted to get out there that I have not specifically asked you? I mean, I've asked you everything from how dirty a job it was and laundry issues to a million plus questions. Well, maybe not quite a million, but several questions to which I did not know the answer. Is there anything you wanted to say that I didn't specifically ask you that you wanted to get into?
Yeah, actually, you've asked great questions, Tom. I'm sad for our Dunlop family.
I am very sad. I'm very disappointed in what Sumitomo did to us. That's not the right way to handle things, but I'm very sad because there's a lot of guys out there that are broken up. And it was 25 years of my life. If I lived to be 100, quarter of my life. And I could live to 100, but I'll tell you that. But it sucks, Tom. It really does. It hurts because we were all talking in the break room just before we went on shutdown that said, yeah, how much more time you got? I go, I got 7. How much more time you got? I'm going to go 9. And I can go tomorrow. Another guy said I can go tomorrow, but no, I don't. I like it. I like it. So there's guys in there that could retire that stayed because they like the job and they like the people.
Well, you know, so much of a person's identity, man or woman, is based upon their job. I mean, the job defines a lot of people. And in a way, you didn't just lose 25 years, but you also lost part of your identity as a human being.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't tell people when I run into them, hey, where do you work? You know, to meet some people out for dinner, you know, that I've never met before. And hey, how you doing? My name's Dave. Yeah. Where do you work? You know, I'm unemployed right now.
This is, again, this is just so tough. What do you plan on doing tomorrow? What is on the agenda?
Tomorrow, I'm going to start looking around for some trucking jobs and probably answering my phone after this interview because I'm probably going to get blown up. That's all right. We're okay. We're going to get paid for a little bit here, so we'll see how much. So, like I said, I'm more concerned about the newer guys in there that have to buy diapers and baby formula now, and that's not cheap. Wasn't when I had my babies, but tomorrow we're just going to take it easy. We're going to let it settle because it's still, like I said, through the grieving process, through like a death, I haven't had my good sit-down cry yet.
And you're entirely entitled to it, and it's a very it's a very common reaction, and, you know, obviously it certainly is not a reflection of your manhood whatsoever.
No,
you got to get it out, man.
Right. That's exactly what my mother said, and actually you interviewed my mother way back when you were on Breakfast with Bowerly when they were doing – yeah, I know. I've been listening a long time. When
yeah,
they were doing gym class – where it was going to count towards your Regents diploma.
Wow. You've got a better memory than I, sir. But thank you very much, Dave Weiss. I appreciate your time on this Veterans Day. Appreciate the information very much. Thank you.
Dave Weiss, I hope to see you for a beer one time.
I'm sure you will because I'm not that hard to track down. Thank you very much, Dave. I appreciate it. And, you know, we played a Billy Joel song, Allentown, during the first hour of the program. And Friday night had the opportunity, if you like Billy Joel, to see a tremendous band called, they're two guys, Captain Jack. Didn't want to leave, but Friday was the night of fatigue. And then Saturday did something that we'd never done before with a bunch of other people. We went to Bobby J's and saw Dinner Theater, and it was really awesome. They did Shawshank Redemption, and I wasn't sure how the play was going to translate from the movie with which we're all familiar, but what a great performance and what a tremendously fun evening it was. So well done to all of the performers in Shawshank Redemption at Bobby J's. Dinner Theater. I never thought I'd say those words, but you just heard them. And thanks again to Dave Weiss from Sumitomo for joining us. He is one of the 1,550 workers who no longer has a job, and he's still, I think, in a state of shock, and many of you are probably still in a state of shock. If you want me to continue this after the news at 4, I will gladly do it, or I can switch gears and get back into something that we talked about some time ago that I said we'd get back to. It's up to you. So if you want me to continue this, you can get on board. Otherwise, I can get on to some other stuff as well. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.